أعوذ بالله من عدو الله بسم الله وبالله وعلى ملة رسول الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله. On the plains of Karbala today, the massacre that has taken place, the intensity of the tragedy is expressed in the ziyarat. We are told that عظمت الرزية والمصيبة على السماوات والأرض, that the intensity and the gravity and the severity of this tragedy has been also registered and experienced not only by the people, not only by the believers, but by the heavens and the earth. Can we have the slide, please? We have a hadith from the 8th Holy Imam where he describes the tragedy of Ashura. He says that إِنَّ مُحَرَّمْ شَهْرٌ كَانَ أَهْلُ الْجَاهِلِيَّةِ يُحَرِّمُونَ فِيهِ الْقِتَالِ. This was a tradition even amongst the Jahiliyyah that Muharram was a sacred month. There was no killing allowed. But in our case, استُحِلَّتْ فِيهِ دِمَاؤُنَا. Our blood was taken as halal in this month. وَانْتُهِكَتْ فِيهِ حُرْمَتُنَا. Our sanctity, our respect, our honor was disregarded in this month. وَالسُّبِيَ فِيهِ ذُرَارِينَا وَنِسَاؤُنَا. Our women and our children were taken captives in this month. وَأُذْرِمَتِ النِّيرَانُ فِي مَضَارِبِنَا. In our camps, they lit fire. They had no respect at all. وَانْتُهِبَتْ فِيهَا مِنْ ثَقَلِنَا. And they went to steal and to plunder and to pillage our camps for our possessions. وَلَمْ تُرْعَى لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ حُرْمَةٌ فِي أَمْرِنَا. Not even the Prophet was respected as far as we were concerned, that we were his children. Next slide, please. However, we need to consider carefully the effect that it had on the Ahlul Bayt. There's no doubt about it. It was tremendous. It was severe. But how the Ahlul Bayt received it, and how they responded, and how they behaved with calmness, with confidence, with courage, with conviction, that is remarkable. Amazing. And Imam alayhi salam prepared them for this eventuality. In that final farewell, that Ya Zainab wa Ya Ruqayya wa Ya Kulthum wa Ya Sakina, and he comes and says, Alaykunna minni salam. In that final farewell, Imam prepares them, Istaiddu lil bala. You must be mentally prepared for all types of affliction. Wa alamu. And you must realize with the totality of your being, أَنَّ اللَّهَ حَافِظُكُمْ وَحَامِيكُمْ, that there is a God, and that God is going to protect you. وَسَيُنْجِيكُمْ مِنْ هَذِهِ الْبَلِيَّةِ. You will finally be rescued. وَيَجْعَلْ عَاقِبَةَ أَمْرِكُمْ إِلَىٰ خَيْرٍ. Finally the result is going to be good, though you will have to suffer a lot of affliction. وَيُعَذِّبْ أَعَادِيكُمْ بِأَنْوَاعِ الْبَلَاءِ. These enemies, they will definitely be made to suffer punishment. وَيُعَوِّذَكُمْ عَنْ هَذِهِ الْبَلِيَّةِ أَنْوَاعَ الْنِعَمِ وَالْكَرَامَةِ. Allah will reward every act of yours. Be confident, be firm, be enduring. Next slide. لَا تَشْكُوا. Do not engage in excessive grief to be overwhelmed and complain to God. Never. وَلَا تَقُولُوا بِأَلْسِنَتِكُمْ مَا يَنْقُصُ قَدْرَكُمْ. Don't you ever speak a word or behave in such a way as to lower yourself in front of God. Amazing behavior than the Ahlul Bayt displayed. If I were to sit and try to figure out what is it that made this Ahlul Bayt so firm, they went and courageously faced the dictators in Kufa and in Sham. They stood up and they propagated the message of Karbala with courage, with conviction. What was that secret? If you look at the Quran, there's a lot of inspiration you can get and guidance from there. But I would like to share with you one surah which has got some messages which can tell us what is it that made the Ahlul Bayt behave in that way. Surah Buruj. وَالسَّمَاءِ ذَاتِ الْبُرُوجِ. I swear by the heavens and look at the stations. Look at the design, look at the beauty. There is a God. If all the Ahlul Bayt are facing problems here on the land of Karbala, just look up. This heavens and this earth which is there, it means there's a master, and this master is wise, and this wise master has got a goal in creation. وَالْيَوْمِ الْمَوْعُودِ. And there is a day promised in front of us. وَشَاهِدٍ وَمَشْهُودِ. All my brothers, all my relatives, my children have been killed. This is being witnessed. Nothing goes unrecorded. And there is a witness. The Prophet is the witness. The angels are the witness. The land of Karbala is a witness. You people yourselves are witnesses. And there will be a day of recounting. قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخُدُودِ. Sure, this surah is about a past community which persecuted believers. But then the Quran has got a principle which applies at all times. Allow me to translate this ayah by saying, may God curse the enemies of Karbala. قُتِلَ أَصْحَابُ الْأُخْدُودِ وَالنَّارِ ذَاتِ الْوَقُودِ. You know how they used to punish the believers? They used to make huge pits, light it up with fire, and threaten the believers and put them to fire. Karbala came with all their stones and their spears and their swords and their fire and their fury. Allah is the witness. وَهُمْ عَلَيْهَا قُعُودٌ. And they sat there witnessing the enemies. وَهُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودٌ. And they see exactly what they're doing to the believers. Not that they don't know who these people are. They are the Ahlul Bayt. They are the progeny of the Prophet. Next slide, please. You've skipped one. There is a tradition narrated from the grandson, Abdullah bin Hassan bint Hussein, bint Fatima bint Hussein. One of the daughters of Imam Hussein then got married to the son of Imam Hassan, and his grandson narrates that my mother, grandmother told me on the day of Ashura, I was just a small girl. I had some khalkhalani min zahab. I had two golden anklets. And then دخلت الغاغة في الفصفات. These people came and attacked our tents, and they came to snatch away my khalkhal. And I saw him crying, and I said, يا عدو الله ما يبكيك. What is it that makes you cry, O the enemy of God? He says, كيف لا أبكي وأنا أسلب ابنة رسول الله. How can I not cry as I snatch away from the daughter of the Prophet? They knew exactly what they were doing. So she tells him, فَلَا تَسْلُبْنِي. Don't snatch from me. And he says, but if I don't do that, يَجِئُ غَيْرِي فَيَأْخُذَهُ. Somebody else will come and take it away. إِذْ هُمْ عَلَى مَا يَفْعَلُونَ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ شُهُودٌ. You know why all this happened? وَمَا نَقَمُوا إِلَّا أَن يُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. This group of believers, led by the Ahlul Bayt and their companions, their characteristic was, they had Iman Billah. Oh, not everyone who is a mu'min Billah is going to be targeted by the evil empire. اللَّهِ الْعَزِيزِ الْحَمِيدِ. They believed in Allah who is Aziz. The Izzah belongs to God and God alone and not to any one of these dictators. Hamid. Hamd and praise. belongs to God and God alone and not to these dictators. We're not going to come and praise and pretend that you're good and we are going to flatter you. No way. It was this resistance that brought about this persecution. الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. True, you are afflicting us with all these tragedy, but we believe that Allah is the Malik and you are the Mamluk. What are you trying to do to me? Here you are trying to snatch away from me. You are alive by God. You have the power by God. Your hands move by God's power. You are trying to snatch away because at this moment God is giving you the power. God's wisdom has dictated that I should stand up against evil. My companions are few. They have been killed. But I believe in that very same God. الَّذِي لَهُ مُلْكُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضُ. Look at the conviction these people must have enjoyed. وَهُوَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ شَهِيدٍ. And he's witnessing everything. And I know nothing goes unrecorded and therefore unrewarded. وَمَا إِنَّ الَّذِينَ فَتَنُوا الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ ثُمَّ لَمْ يَتُوبُوا لَهُمْ عَذَابُ جَهَنَّمْ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابُ الْحَرِيقِ. You persecute a believing man, and you've killed our men. And you persecute believing women, and now you are attacking the women. Remember this much. This God-given power to you, it's a gift from God. One, you abuse it or misuse it. Two, you are working against the universe. Three, the very universe against which you are working is going to fight back against you. Four, now you don't see it. Five, when you die, this force of the universe is going to come back against you in the form of the fire of the hell. They had confidence and conviction. They were not moved. Next slide, please. Next. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزُ الْكَبِيرُ. I believe there is a God. One. And he is all wise. Two. And he's got a purpose. Three. For that purpose, I've come here to Karbala. Four. And whatever is necessary, I will do in the form of amal salih. Five. And I know there is Jannah. The end is good. This is the conviction that made Karbala eternal. Inna batsha rabbika la shadid. Surely when Allah seizes, he seizes severely. You are temporarily powerful right now as the enemy. إِنَّهُ يُبْدِئُ وَيُعِيدُ. I have absolutely no doubt that this will happen. Yesterday you were not there. Today you are born and you are alive by God's power. That same power can take away life. That same power can give life again in the day of judgment. I have conviction in that. وَهُوَ الْغَفُورُ الْوَدُودُ ذُو الْعَرْشِ الْمَجِيدُ. The true power, the throne, the arsh belongs to God and God alone, not to Yazid. Yazid doesn't threaten us with his throne of power. Majid belongs to God. And whoever accepts God, he becomes Majid. And we are proud and glorious. فَعَالٌ لِمَا يُرِيدُ. Moment by moment, he does what he wills. Next slide, please. And finally, the ayah ends by saying that consider the history of the past and you see how God has shown His power. Conclusion. The tragedy of Karbala is severe. True. But that is on the evil side. Come and look at the good side. Come and look at the positive side. Come and look at the side of conviction, of courage, of confidence, of resistance. This is what Zainab and the Ahlul Bayt stood for. As-salamu ala al-Husayn, wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn, wa ala awlad al-Husayn, wa ala ashab al-Husayn, jami'an wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.